Good evening and welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As always, it is good to join with you, my dear friends.
Good to have you too,
Simon. We would like to give a welcome to the dear lady who visits here this time. Oh. And we shall give her the opportunity, if she so wishes, to ask questions. But before we go there, I wish to say to you all, my dear friends, that this coming year of your earthly lives will see many changes. Many changes in discoveries of all kinds.
That's good to hear.
Your Earth planet is moving at a very quick pace. So I would like you, my dear friends, to be aware and to try to comprehend whatever news comes before you. I can only say that those of us from spirit are doing our utmost to help those with the knowledge.
Thank you. Yes, certainly with medicine, they're already coming up with a few things. And just recently, about putting people in a coma can help stop cancer from growing. So definitely, with words you've given us before, and they're finding that products from the sea are helping us, which is what you told us a little while ago.
Yes. beneath your seas, there lies many answers to many questions. But as always, patience is needed, because although we can see the fuller picture, you as human beings need to be convinced. And that is what we try to do.
Thank you.
So, I think because we have a visitor, I will take some questions at this time.
Do you have a question, Corinne?
Yes. Good evening, Simonet.
Good evening.
It's lovely to be here with you and all these friends. Could I ask, I know you've spoken before about illness, in the case of myself and my own family, we have what doctors describe here as genetically inherited disease of kidneys.
Yes.
And I wondered if you were able to say whether this would be a kind of karmic debt that we have chosen to repay, rather than, sometimes you've said that illness can be connected with a state of mind, perhaps.
Yes.
I understood that correctly. But
I understand your question. Let us just go back a little, where I have said that when you are born, you choose your parents not because of who or what they are, but rather what conditions you will attain from them. And very often people use this way of choosing parents in order to clear any debts that they may have. So what I am saying to you, yes, but what you must do with the karmic debts is to allow them to clear and for yourself to be free from them. This means that you must use your spirit, your mind, to clear these debts before you return to any life here upon the earth. But although you are already here and there are many problems, you can even now begin to work upon them. It matters not whether you know what these debts are, but you can call upon those in spirit who work and work to help others with these conditions. So I would suggest to you, dear lady, that you begin to work with your mind and see the power of healing, because it is there for you to clear if you so wish. Do you understand just a little?
Yes, thank you, Sammy. That is
but clear. You must work upon yourself first. And then you can begin to help others. And what we find when this is a genetic condition, which it is, then you can then have a rebound effect onto the others in your family.
Yes.
So yes, but do not assume that every physical condition within a family is a karmic debt. It is not. But for you, it is. You understand?
I do, thank you.
I hope that helps you just a little.
Thank you.
So if Corinne has passed this genetic problem onto her children, have you, Corinne?
Yes. Yes,
so can the children themselves not work on
yes.
Yes.
But they have to have the awareness that this can be done.
Mm.
As you all know, my dear friends, it is not just random thoughts of saying, I do not wish this condition.
Mm.
You must go deep within and ask those in spirit who can help you, to allow you to help yourselves. And then what should happen is that in the next generation, these problems would disappear.
So presumably, James, who has inherited the condition, would have chosen that path before he was incarnated?
Whoever comes to this world knows already what they are or should be striving towards.
Mm.
And the condition is part of the contract, as I call it, the contract between those on earth and those who are to come.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But all things can be changed. The whole of this planet could have good health if only their desire was strong enough.
Mm.
Can I
Sorry, Salima. Can I mention my daughter Cheryl at this point? Because you when you first met Cheryl, you said to her that she had a karmic debt to pay while she was here.
Yes.
And she knows this. And she's had, as you no doubt are aware, some really serious problems that she's overcoming. So she is able to repay her debt.
Yes.
In this lifetime.
If she continues as she is, those debts will have been repaid.
Mm.
Because if there is no debt, there is no karma.
No.
You understand?
I do, yes. Yeah.
And she, my dear friend, gets great help from you in just speaking the words that you do. She understands, even if it is not an outward sign.
No.
She knows within her heart
what
has to be done.
Yes, yeah. Her addiction was clouding.
Yes, her judgment.
Yes.
Yes.
And
that is what happens
when
people come to rely on any substance.
Mm. But I have noticed that while speaking to her, she's taken me by surprise lots of times that what I have said to her has in fact registered with her.
Yes.
It was just that she was too poorly to comprehend outwardly at the time. But yes, she's remembered quite a bit. So I'd like to thank Spirit for any help that, because I have been asking for her constantly.
Yes, we can only do so much, as you know, before it begins to become interference.
Mm.
So that is why it is important for each and every one of you to understand you are the masters of your own lives.
Yes. Is what we've been telling her. It's her responsibility.
Yes.
But at last, I feel that she's actually taking responsibility.
Yes.
For her own past and future actions, and that's wonderful to behold.
Yes.
That's all you can ask for anybody to do.
You can only encourage in the same way as we in Spirit do for all of you.
Mm.
Whenever anyone sends up a healing prayer, it is taken and we do the best that we can for every individual. And as you know, within this group, there have been many instances of good health returning.
Definitely.
Yes.
Even when doctors have said there is nothing more we can do.
I would also like to thank Spirit for the help I've been given when I've asked for not only dealing with my own illness, but especially for my son. He was so very ill and nearly died several times, but I do believe that Spirit was with me.
Yes. If you call to Spirit, they are with you.
Yes.
Never doubt that we would not listen to a plea for help.
Mm-hmm.
It may not always be in the way that you think, but take my word, my dear friend, that no one is ever left alone.
Mm. It's in those quiet moments that you, when you're reflecting, that you are given the thoughts that come from Spirit as to what you should be doing.
Yes.
But it's the panic and the fear. You just can't listen at the time. You need to be, you need to be really quiet so that you can, yes. The idea suddenly, you're always guided in the direction like you say, so
yes.
Not what you necessarily think you're going.
You do not always get what you think.
You get what you need, actually.
You get what you need at that particular time.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
This is the same as people coming into your life. It's the people you need that walk into your life at the right time.
And don't forget also this. word fear, how devastating it can be in your lives when you allow fear to enter into those thoughts. It creates all kinds of situations. I have spoken of fear enough, I feel, but it is such a strong emotion that it pulls all of you down at times in your lives.
Yes, that's very true.
Yes. So be positive at all times. Find the quiet moments, as the dear lady has said, because that is when you come closer to spirit.
Can I just ask a question as well, going back to Corinne's illness? Her husband was a donor for her, and I was wondering whether that might have been a decision or a choice that he made before he was reincarnated, that he would come back and help in that way.
That is a possibility, but I think I have to tell you that decision was made whilst he was here.
Okay.
It was a choice. A choice from love.
Yeah, made out of love. Yeah,
maybe that's why they got together. They met because maybe he would.
They would have been guided to come together.
Yes,
but not. You cannot always say that these events happen because all of you have your free will. People do neglect those words, that free will is powerful also. That is why so many people take the wrong pathway, because of their choice, because of their free will. You will get to the same destination somehow, but there are roads that humans take which are not the correct ones for them.
It makes it more difficult for them here, doesn't it?
Yes.
I know they're here.
But I will say to the dear lady, we will give as much help as we are allowed to you and to your family. That is why you have been drawn here, to hear these words.
That's wonderful.
Talking about choosing your parents, and I always have to remind myself of it when I got one in particular that gives me a hard time. I just got my work cut out so much, and at the moment it's so difficult, and I feel I can't reason with this parent. And so basically, if I just let their negativity and their fear they're trying to project onto me not affect me and just keep sending healing thoughts, then I can't be brought down by it.
You must become stronger yourself. You must bring down a barrier that prevents that negative feelings coming towards you. All of you can protect yourselves when needed. How many times have you clutched at the solar plexus when you have been in the company of people who you do not come together well with?
I'm in that situation, Natalie, with my mum constantly. It's been it's hard.
Yes, but you know, no one has ever promised you that life on this planet would be simple and easy.
No.
If you did not have some problems, why would you be here? Remember that, and I will say this one thing to you, that you all have the strength and the ability to take care of yourself. And without that strength, you cannot help another.
Mm-hmm. No, I think we must also remember that while we're dealing with these things, we are growing.
Yes.
And we're learning lessons ourselves. I've certainly learned lots of lessons watching somebody who's very negative, so that you not only want to protect yourself, but it's made me very determined that I will never be as negative myself. Mm. So you're learning from somebody else who...
But you must accept that is the way they feel.
Mm-hmm.
You must be aware that you are not passing judgment on them.
No.
However negative they may be,
mm-hmm.
you must protect yourself and send some healing thoughts.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I say to our young lady friend, protect yourself well
mm-hmm.
and allow others their own views.
Mm-hmm.
It means they are not ready for the truth.
Thank you.
You understand.
I think so.
And they're surrounded in their own fear. You can feel it. It's so palpable that it's fear that holds their... Negativity and fear seem to be the same thing, in my opinion. They do go hand in hand.
And fear becomes the open door for illness.
Yes, yes. It does.
Do not forget.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can't help. You just can't help somebody. You can love them, but you have to step back, and you can still love them, and support them. But there comes a point where you know that person, that's their pathway. It's not necessarily something you have to be dragged along with.
Remember that you are all individual souls, and no matter who you love in this lifetime, however well or good the situation, you have a responsibility firstly to yourselves. After all, children are on loan throughout their lives, and partners too are just choices that have been made. But when it comes to spirit, you have to know yourself for who and what you are. That is the question you will ask when your time comes to go to spirit. Who am I? What have I achieved? Have I been kind to others? All of the things that you already know, that are innate feelings within you. So I say again, my dear friends, go into the quietness and allow us to help you more.
So if you think of yourself as spirit and you're actually being unkind to your spirit, then that would hopefully stop you from being negative, if you could think along those terms, because you should be looking after your spirit, and being negative you're not.
Not everybody knows that.
Mm. You have to be responsible for yourselves, of course, but you also have to live in this world, which is full of fear and anger and many other things, but which, I have to say, my dear friends, is a beautiful planet because it is still filled with many beautiful things, many beautiful people. And I am sure you all know of some examples where goodness and light just shine from them.
Yes, we do.
That is what you have to strive towards. Never to hurt another human being. As you know, I have used that many times. I repeat myself so often, but it is only to help you.
And when we do come across if you like, wrongs in the world.
Be careful of your judgment.
I struggle with this sometimes. You've used in the past the word credence, so perhaps not to dwell on certain issues, because it can give them a bit of energy, a bit of credence. There's a question from one of our readers that might relate. Could you take it, or?
I will take yours before I leave.
Okay, thanks for that. I'll just, it's from one of our, she's a regular transcript reader from Amsterdam in Holland.
Yes.
Mieke. They've got a little discussion group, so they read the transcripts and discuss them as a group. But, so they're in the group in Amsterdam, they were talking, apparently there's some known scientists at some of the technical universities in the Netherlands that are recommending a documentary called Thrive at the moment, that it basically talks about the attempts to find that scientists finding clean energies, but every time they sort of seem to invent these clean energies, they seem to be threatened or discouraged by oil companies or other institutions. But it's she's they would like to know if that's just conspiracy or if it is truth. But she also says, can she give her great regards and thanks to you, Salumet, because they really value your words.
Yes, I am not here to talk of conspiracies or the way that people act or deal with their lives. I am here only to say that no matter what people feel to be the truth, is their truth. You understand that statement? Because sometimes the thought that comes from many, and especially as groups, has power to change thinking. So I would say, just to continue, if that is how they feel, they will make progress. But not to make comment on what is right or wrong. Because we could have, let's take for example this group. There could be three or four within this group who had entirely different thoughts from the rest. And therefore you have that clash of emotion, that powerful clash of emotion, where some would feel they were right thinking and others would feel there was some kind of conspiracy against them. What you have to do is to rise above these thoughts. You must look within your hearts, and therein lies the truth. And that is all I will say about that situation.
Yes.
Scientists will always seek ways to find new knowledge, new instances of discovery. And that is their right. That is their choice. Whether you believe it or not, that is up to them. You understand? You understand what my words are saying?
I think so. I think...
You do not seem to feel that is quite right.
I sort of... I don't know how I... there are lots of things in the world that perhaps we don't like, but rise above it and just look to the goodness in what is right. There's so much that is right, and
you can only work towards what you feel is right. It's like the contradictions when first I came to you and said there was so much in the world that contradicted itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not that some people are wrong, but their concept of what they believe is wrong.
Yeah.
It's not an easy subject to discuss, because it is in the human nature to make judgment about one thing or another, or people or whatever. You have to reach that stage where you go within, look within your heart, and then the judgment will probably be right for you.
There's always going to be, Sarah, you always said there's going to be an opposite. So whatever you think, somebody is always going to think the opposite to you.
The whole of your planet Earth is trying to become balanced.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That is the purpose of it.
Mm. Yeah.
Even if you do not understand it at this particular time, understanding will gradually take hold, and those who really are on the true pathway of light will go forward.
Yeah, it won't do any good to sort of dwell on those issues.
Not too much, do not dwell, but give it thought and let it go.
Mm. And focus on those good scientists and those good things that will pull everything out of.
If you feel it is right, then you must accept it. Mm. But do not judge another who may deny it. You have to allow them. That is their pathway.
Mm-hmm.
That is their life.
Mm. Yeah.
You understand?
That's right, and everyone has its uses. The oil industry has provided much, you know, over many years.
I think it's a teaching your brain to be non, or your mind, or your spirit, to be non-confrontational.
Non-judgmental.
Non-judgmental.
Yes. Yes. Once you start to make judgment, you are almost saying, I am right and you are wrong.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you do not have the right to say that to another person.
No.
Because actually you can say yourself.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, I do not agree, but I fully understand your journey.
Mm. I respect your opinion.
Yes. And I know, my friends, it is not easy as human beings. We are aware of the many conflicts that exist. But it means that I still have to continue to tell you my truth.
Mm-hmm.
And with those words, my dear friends, I will take my leave this time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's
wonderful words.
As always, I leave you cloaked in love, in order that that love may be spread from you to others.
Mm.
And know that your words are heard.
Thank you. And that love really, really does go with you.